T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy spring!
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Today's the first day of spring.
Yay, springtime is here.
I was looking, according to studyfinds.org, 80% of people say they feel more relaxed when their home is clean.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Are you
feng shui?
Are you a neat and tidy person? Because I am not.
No.
Well, when you have kids, it's really hard to be neat and tidy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I do feel so much better after I finally get that boost of energy to do that quick 1 hour of cleaning. And then I sit on the couch and I look around. I'm like, oh, I feel good.
They say that 1 hour of cleaning per week is associated with a 53% boost in overall happiness.
Yeah.
And 60% of parents also said that their kids are able to study better when their room is clean. 49% said they behave better, too. And I've noticed that.
Yes.
Because their room gets pretty nasty, especially the teenage boys. It gets gross.
And after they clean it, what have you noticed?
It just seems like they are just more attentive to their schoolwork. They can study better.
Because of all the clutter that's not there.
Yeah.
So the clutter around you makes clutter in your brain.
It makes sense because it does me.
It does.
You should see my sink right now. It's disgusting.
I know.
How are you doing with that? That was like a New Year's resolution for you.
My New Year's resolution was every night put the dishes away, get them off the counter, get them out of the sink. And it was on and off for several weeks. And I thought, okay, I'm doing this. And yeah, right. Are you kidding me? But on Sunday, I was able to finally get back in the habit because my husband did a lot of cleaning in the kitchen.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So when I put those dirty dishes on the counter, I'm like, nope. Hand wash them right now. The dishwasher is full. It's running right now. Just hand wash those couple of plates and silverware and get them put away. Just do it.
Just get it over with.
And I did it, and it looked great. But that was 2 days ago, so now it's back to normal. Next to beer cans and empty soda cans. I know.
I feel like every single dish in my kitchen is now dirty and sitting in my sink right now. That's how bad mine is.
Yes. Do you have a dishwasher?
I do, but it's not working. It's broken. And so I have to, you know, call my landlord and have the management come and fix it. But then I'm like, well, my house is a mess, so I got to clean that up before I do it. I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I mean, my house is not gross by any means, but I'm still insecure. I don't want my landlord to be like,
exactly.
Well, no,
judging
me.
It's your landlord coming over just like when family or friends. So I purposely, we started to invite people over so we would clean. Isn't that
a good idea?
Yeah, because you do that quick cleaning and then you kind of get in the habit while you're doing, okay, I can do a little bit more. I'll do a little bit more. Now I'll do the toilets. Now I'll clean this. Like, oh, my place is clean. Let's have people over.
So, but you're inviting people on purpose to help you, like the cleaning situation?
Yes, exactly.
Where's my invitation?
No, just joking. Well, no, do that to me. Say, hey, Steph,
come over.
Come over.
But give me an hour first.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe two. Mm-hmm.
Don't you do more cleaning when it's like forced cleaning, though, too? You're like, oh, and then you really get going.
But then I feel like it's forced cleaning, so it's not good cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of like shoving things in closets and under the bed. But that's just me.
Yeah. I've already been decluttering these past couple weeks.
Have you?
So I've gotten that spring cleaning bug. It started with our final baby now growing out of those clothes and seeing the piles of clothes just taking up unwanted space. Now I'm like, that's it. I'll organize it, start decluttering, start selling them off on places, baby resale stores, and it is a good feeling. I finally went through the toy closet, and you look at that toy closet and you get overwhelmed. But then once you start doing it, just creating piles, garbage, donation, what are we going to keep? And then the kids started getting into it where my 5-year-old son, he was like, oh, this goes in the race car pile. Oh, I'm going to keep this. This goes in the keep pile. And then all of a sudden you have so much space and you feel so good. So that totally makes sense on how the decluttering helps you relax and helps your kids to get a little bit more comfortable with their schoolwork. I agree with it.
I try to like purge my kids' toys when they're not around because they don't want to purge anything. They want to keep it all. I'll like start throwing things in a trash bin and like, but I love this. this toy. And it's some like, you know, gumball machine toy, a bouncy ball or something that like you never even play with it. So I have to do that when they're not around.
Have you really tried doing it with them though? Because I thought that too. We finally decluttered all the books. And going into that, I thought my five-year-old son, again, was going to be the one that would say, no, I keep this. No, I keep this. I love this. I love this. This is my favorite. He was the opposite. He surprised me after I said, no, we got to start. Bryce, this book is all broken. This is all written on. Bryce, you have five of the same book. And he got into it then. And he was like, oh, this one's garbage. Oh, this one's donation. Here, Mom, we can donate this one.
That's awesome. So yeah, none of my kids did that when they were little. They wanted to keep everything. I mean, the boys, now that they're older, you know, they do like to throw things away because they like to get rid of clutter.
Yes.
But the little ones, they want to keep everything in sight.
Yeah, that's true. Have you noticed a difference in your girls because they are younger when you guys clean? Do they act a little bit better?
No, they just act the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same. They're all so different, but they're all the same.
Yes. Well, that's cool that your sons have gotten better with homework when their room is clean.
Yeah, but, you know.
You get some,
making them clean is like pulling teeth. They just whine and they guilt trip and they delay, they procrastinate. And so getting them to do it, it's almost a chore in itself.
Yes.
So a lot of times I end up doing that chore for them.
I do.
I enable them sometimes. But lately, it's becoming really bad.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to take like a PlayStation away soon. Because they got a new PlayStation and they're playing this new game called Fortnite. It's like this new rave game that all the teenagers love. I don't know. But since they got that, I've noticed they've been slacking on their chores and forgetting their school stuff, making me drive back to the school four times in one morning.
What happened? Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. So Owen, he forgot his laptop. As I was dropping the boys off, Owen's like, oh, Mom, I left my laptop at home. And they need their laptops. That's how they do their schoolwork nowadays. Isn't that crazy?
That is so weird.
So I go back home, and I still have the two girls, too. I got to drop off the one at the elementary school, the other at daycare.
Taxi Mom.
Yeah, thank you. And so I went home, grabbed his laptop case, went back to the middle school. As I'm walking to the office, I open up the laptop case. There was no laptop in it. At the same time, my other son texted me, Mom, I forgot my laptop.
No.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And so at that point, I was like, nope, no more PlayStation. You're grounded. So long story short, everyone got their laptops.
Oh,
everyone was happy. Part of me didn't want to bring it just to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
But then the other side of me as a parent, I don't want them to, you know, mess up in school or get a bad grade or get in trouble. So that was my conundrum for
that
morning.
Tough.
Yeah.
And so then what happened? The PlayStation went away for how long?
No, it didn't go away.
I know.
So here's what I said. I said, next time this happens, do not call me to bring back whatever you forgot at home. If it's your responsibility, you know, you got to keep track of your things. I've got the little ones that I'm still, taking care of. So the next time that happens, I'm not coming back. You know, you forget your laptop, that's your own fault. Well, yesterday, I dropped the boys off at school. And then Parker, as I'm walking back to the car, Parker comes running to the car. Mom, I forgot my project.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I told you, absolutely not. He said, you're going to make me fail.
Oh.
And so I didn't want to make him fail, but I wanted to make him sweat to think that I wasn't going to drop off the project. So I was like, nope, sorry. And so he was like texting me over, please, Mom, please, please, please. And I'm like, no, what will that teach you? He's like, just take my PlayStation away. I'm like, no. So
that's funny. He's negotiating with you now with the PlayStation.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Just do anything. Just take that away, whatever. So I ended up dropping off the other kids, taking my time, went back home, made them sweat a little bit, you know, thinking that I wasn't going to do it. And then I dropped it off because I don't want them to fail.
Yes.
But the PlayStation will be gone.
Yeah, it has to be gone.
It has to. That's it.
Especially
done and done.
Because he negotiated it for himself. Like, just take the PlayStation. I need my project. Yeah, because my mom has yelled at me several times when she's stayed with us. She's from Wisconsin. So when she comes to visit, she'll stay with us. And then she'll put her 2 cents in watching me with her grandbabies, and she's like, Steph, you are letting them get away with too much. If you say something, stick to your word, because then they're going to get in that habit. Secretly, Mom is saying she won't do it, but we've had that happen before, so I know what I can get away with, because Mom is a talker and not a walker.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're sticking to it and taking that PlayStation away now, because you did have to bring the project I would have done that too. Where
yeah, like I didn't want him to get tough, an F.
Yes,
but I wanted him to. You know, he knew. He knew immediately when he came up to me. He's like, "I'm so sorry." Yes. But we'll see.
You can only negotiate so much before it's like, nope, time for you to get grounded. Time to take away the PlayStation.
Yeah, and I think that's where we are more sensitive. We have a little moment of negotiation before we follow through. And so my negotiation is over. No PlayStation.
And how long will that last for?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Maybe a couple days.
Okay. Will he negotiate that? Like,
oh, I'm sure. I'm sure the moment he sees it's not in his room, the negotiation's going to start. And so I'm just going to have to be strong. I can do this, and I will, but I'll give it a couple days.
Do it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it has to be now because it just happened, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And they're going to have to, you know, do some chores.
Yep.
To earn it back.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Get the double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be happier because I'll have a clean house. Spring cleaning accomplished.
Thanks for joining in our conversation. Make sure to post your comments as we love seeing where you're at and we love your mommy tips. What can Amber do in negotiations? What can I do to add to my chores list to keep myself strong when it comes to cleaning? We love hearing what works for you.
Happy spring. I'm SD Mom Amber.
And I'm SD Mom Steph. Thanks for joining in.
See you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.